Blog Talk Radio. God bless you tonight. This is divine healing night, the night for you to get healed. And I want to say this to many of you. You're not to be healed. So much going on in your life. I want to thank those that met me in Detroit. We had a good healing service in Detroit. Some couldn't come. But what I'm going to do, Mary, I'm going to come once a month. My mother Egypt from South Africa was there. And she's going to help set it up. And I thank God for her. Thank God for Dr. Kristen. She was there. And we prayed for many folks this morning. I had to get back to Chicago for Sister Linda Homegoing. And Sister Linda Homegoing, and I wanted Hope Pearl on, because I want Pearl to read her obituary. I want Pearl to just say, you know, what's going on with her. Mary, I want you to have something to say. Okay, who don't like it? That's where I'm going to do it. I talked to Linda a whole lot. Linda was going through something. We all got issues. We all got issues. And some of us have issues, and we can't deal with the issues. But Sister Linda was dealing with her issues, and some of you ain't dealing with your issues. I want to thank those that came out to the airport today. I was motivated and stimulated by them that came out. I want to talk about healing. The healing, your healing. I want to talk about your healing tonight. Divine healing. I was kind of shocked. Sister Kim, she didn't come out. Sister Jackie couldn't come out because she had people down there at the spoke. The Spirit told me, go to Romeo's. Them that need to see you, they'll come and see you. I want to say that. I'm eating a little collard greens, a little cabbage greens, y'all excuse me. They're so delicious. Down home, no cornbread with them. I put a little, I couldn't have no cornbread with them. I put a little, what I put with them? I put a little potato chips with them. Now, I'm back in the city. Now, Sister Betty from Arkansas, you can get ready to come to Detroit with me because I'm going once a month. We had a good time in Detroit. A lot of people got healed. A lot of people confessed what happened to them. Now, tonight, this is divine healing. Let me say it again. Divine, this is Saturday night, divine healing. Tomorrow night, we're going to homecoming, the homegoing of Sister Linda and Mary. You pass the word out. They can listen if they want to because you don't know when is your day. So you need to uplift them. Sister Linda talked to me a lot. She told me what her issue was. We just kept on praying. Sometimes you got to pray through what the doctor say you got. Sometimes you got to pray through what people say you got. And I'm tonight, we're talking about praying through what happened to people. That's what we're talking about, praying through what happened. Okay. Now, some of the stuff happened that I'm praying for this morning or this evening. Tonight, we'll be on in the morning from 11 to 12. And I call a friend, call a neighbor. And I see our ancestors. I was in the spirit world today while I was in Detroit. So many people come out. You know, I didn't really tell a lot of people I was coming, Mary. A lot of people came out. just to see me. They heard me on the radio, Blog Talk. So I got plenty of friends on Blog Talk and on Facebook that Carl wanted to see. I want to tell all my friends that's on Facebook, send a donation over to Haiti. I want you to do what you can to help Haiti. And the reason I'm saying that, you know, Loretta Lynn, country singer, and Donnie Parton paid for all them people's funerals that died in that in Nashville, right there out of Nashville that died. They didn't go put it on TV. They just said, we're paying for everybody's funeral. And we helped building houses. That's two women that did that. Loretta Lynn and Donna Parton. Now, those women got hard. Country, whatever it is, they paid for everybody's funeral. They didn't say no insurance. They said paid for. They paid in full. And they said, them that need the house bill, we're going to build it back. That's what I call a neighbor. That's what I call somebody that love each other. You have to love each other like that, okay? This is up in Nashville, up in that area where you see 14 people got the flood, came and killed all of them. Didn't try to find no insurance, so I paid for all of it. She wrote a check for everyone. The ones they found, all of them that was dead, she wrote the check for their funeral, the arrangement, them that need housing, rolled up. But them two women got together. I know they're multimillionaires, but how many black multimillionaires, how many white multimillionaires going to help that way? Okay? Everybody looking for a dollar. Don't nobody want to put a dollar. And I honor them tonight. And I'm going to make sure Roberta Lynn, Donald Trump, get a Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. Humanitarian Award. I'm going to work on that. Make sure that we get it to them. People helping people. That's what this is about. Don't forget Haiti. You look at everything in the news. We're talking about Haiti. We're talking about healing. And I haven't forgot what happened to Black Wall Street. Now, what they did, they took the name and carried it to New York and said Wall Street. Black Wall Street in Tulsa, Oklahoma. And they put the black folks in the camp and told them don't say nothing about it. Over 100 years, it's been covered up. But I'm telling you, tonight it's coming out. And all that's been done to us, the bloodshed, across this country, this nation, I say, our ancestors, God set high and he looked low. Come on, you just say, God set high, he looked low. And Papa John, you say, in all thy ways, acknowledge God, he will direct your paths. And what that really means, you ask God about your finance. You ask God to increase your territory. And I was talking to Dr. Christian today. I was telling him, get ready for a breakthrough. I don't care if one lady said, Bishop, I didn't hear you. I downloaded. I don't care if you downloaded or not. We own. And we own every night. 7 nights a week, from 9 to 10. I don't care if you listen, if you don't. I'm going to say what the Spirit give me, you like it or not. You ain't got to send a dime if you don't want to. God will make a way out of no way. And I want to thank Sister Jackie and her husband, Brother Carl. I want to thank you, the people that was there. And I was overwhelmed. And we had a good meal over at Bob Evan. I didn't know Bob Evan down on the farm still had good meals. Yeah, we ate at Bob Evans. People had their masks on. And I just thank God. And the Spirit said, Bishop, you got to come back to Detroit. People need you. So I'll be Detroit once a month. You want to join in the motorcade to go there with me, I'll be there once a month. I'm going to give you the details on it. In Detroit, we call it the David. You call it Detroit. What do I think they call it? Anyway, got a name. And you know what happened to Detroit when Motown left? Every time they get famous, they leave and go to California. But somebody has to stay in Detroit and lift it up. Somebody has to stay in Chicago and lift it up. So what I'm saying to you tonight, God going to increase your territory, and God going to do something special for you tonight. I'm praying for you to put this down, the healing night. If you got an issue, you need to write it down. But when we get started, lay your hands on what I'm praying right now for healing for people that have lost their lives, been hung, murdered. They had a big march in Washington on the brink of Martin Luther King, birthday on the Dr. Martin Luther King march. But look what's happening in Louisiana. That hurricane coming back to back. I said it, Jerry. I said it's going to come back to back. Betty, I said it's going to come back to Maine. I said it's going to come back to back. One, then they had three hurricanes already in Florida. Now they done had two here in New Orleans. There's one on the way tomorrow. 170 miles an hour wind. I'm telling you, get up out of there. Get up out of there, because if you don't, the whole main water is going to be flooded. You need to get up out of New Orleans and really some part of Sweetport, some part of Baton Rouge, which is the capital. It's coming in like that. It's going to hit. Let me tell you what it's going to hit. It's going to hit Alabama, Mississippi, Tennessee, Georgia. Now, listen to what I'm saying. It's going to hit. And out of that, it's going to spin tornadoes over in Arkansas, some tornadoes over in Galveston in Texas, maybe further than Houston and Dallas. It's going to spin tornadoes up in the Midwest. That means the edge of St. Louis or the edge of Illinois. The tornadoes. God is trying to get your attention. God trying to get you healed, man. Woman, God trying to get you healed. You ain't got to take it from me. The wages of sin is death, but gift of God, eternal life. Let go and let God. I'm praying for you, Mary Scott, Tanya Scott, and your daddy told me, he said, Tanya Gibson, and told me, Bishop said, Tanya Gibson. I said, okay. Sheena Gibson. He told me to say that. He feel comfortable in the spirit world by me saying that. I say, Brother Youngblood, Jerome Gibson. Say, I rise again, Bishop, in the spirit of the ancestors. I say. So we give honor to Jerome Gibson tonight for being a businessman and have a state for his family. Giving honor tonight to Loretta Lynn, and giving honor to Donald Parson, that what they did is outstanding. The press didn't play it up. And they said, we giving this money, don't tell nobody. But when somebody do something that good, somebody got to know about it. I don't care if they black, white, whatever color, they doing something. I'm writing this book, Hitler Playbook. Woo! And I'm going to tell you where Hitler got it from. And I'm going to need some help to finish this book, because it's so strong. And it go back in history. It go back into negativity. Hitler Playbook. And right now, what we're going through is a healing process. I got to do the book for the healing process. Sister Kim, I'm praying for you and your mother and your family. I'm praying for you, Sister Pauline. I'm praying for you, every letter, every telephone call. Mother Egypt, God bless you tonight. You was wonderful in Detroit. You brought some information out. And I want to really uplift you for what you said tonight in Detroit, how you opened up doors that have been closed, how black and white came over just to talk. God is doing great things, Mary Hawkins. Pearl William, I'm praying for you and the whole William family and I'm praying for the whole family, the William family, and I also pray the Hawkins family. There's no sorrow enough that heaven cannot heal. So I want to talk about healing tonight, but I got to pray a little gospel music. Maybe it'll wake you up. And I want to thank you, Dr. Christian, for sharing it with me.
I see it all around. Sing no limits, no bounds. I see increase.
Hallelujah, increase.
All around.
All the way around. For all them that listen to me, them that's on YouTube, them that listen on Facebook, no limit, no boundary. Jack and Carl in peace. Feel a healing in there tonight. Take the limits off. No limits. Glory, hallelujah. I feel it tonight. I feel somebody getting a breakthrough tonight. Breakthrough. Come on now. Come on.
No limit. No boundary.
No boundary. With God, all things are possible. You're healing. This is divine healing tonight. There ain't no limit to cancer, high blood, strokes, tumor, low blood, no blood. He's able to heal you. There's no limit to what God can do. Increase. Come on, come on, church. Come on. Father God, touch. Touch the boy, touch the girl, those in jail. Mama Annie Ford Bacon, praying for your spirit tonight. Mother Roger Cook, I'm praying for you, Mother Cook. Mother Carrie Nunn, I'm praying for you tonight. Take the limits off. Yes. Woo! Somebody in Africa, somebody in Egypt, somebody in Detroit, somebody in Mississippi, Arkansas, Louisiana, take the limits off. Give it to God tonight. Obey God and leave away from that area right now. Sometimes you got to take the limits off. There ain't no limit what God can do. This is Bishop Tunney Divine Healing, and you can go to my website, thusseedabrahamyourwebsite.com. You can write me at Post Office Box 289097, Chicago, Illinois, 606. That's 606-28-USA, and you can write me there. I want you to get with a friend and thank Brother Jerry and his wife for sending care package over to Haiti. Maybe you got gym shoes. Maybe you got some coats or something. Whatever you need to send, try to find somebody sending something to Haiti to help. I ain't begging the U.S. government to do nothing. You know, when Loretta Lynn and Donna Parson and Donna, and she did what she did, they let me know we got black movie star millionaire. They got planes. They could go pick them people up. They can go and get community for them people because they ain't got no money because it's a pro-country. Ain't nobody worrying about it. But God said, you have to pour with your ways. I heard him say the wages of sin is death. Give God tonight a divine healing tonight. Tonight we're talking about divine healing. Get ready for your healing. That's what I'm saying. Tonight, divine healing. I'm not going to stop because we're talking about divine healing. And whatever you're going through tonight, divine healing can take it away. So we're praying for divine healing in your life. We're praying for divine healing to open up for you. And God can do anything but fail. There's no failure tonight with God. Glory, hallelujah. I want to thank those in Detroit today. And I want to thank them that came out and those that came out, those that was involved. And I want to thank those that came out and that was involved with the show. Those that came to Romans out there. And Mary, I know you can get there, but I pray for your family anyway. Mary, tell Pearl to give me a call. Well, I call you after the show anyway. God bless you. I want to thank, I want to give you a lot. Mary's been supporting this ministry from day one. She's been supporting the Seed of Abraham. And some of you need support the Seed of Abraham. You're supporting everything else. You ain't getting no action. We give you some action, him. We give you some power, Holy Ghost power. Huh? I want to tell you God is good. I intend to come over there to your house, Betty, but I was busy in Detroit. And if you wouldn't babysit, you could have come to Detroit with me because you'd have had a good time. And it's a lot of things happening that people need to be upon it. God is still blessing with all this COVID stuff going on. God is still healing somebody. Somebody's still making money. And the girl told me that this money going to be released from the government. They got to release some more money with all this going on. Those that got the PE loans and those that need a loan. And I want to tell you, God didn't open up that door for that. Sister Miller up in Minnesota called me. Bright Star called me. And Brother Anizel, Brother Edward Payne Company. I want him to get in contact with me too. If you got a business, you need to call me before Friday so I can announce your business. Sister Delta got a business. Sister Walker got a business. Sister Walker do the CMOS. Delta do finance loan and house and all that. Sister Delta Walker. And then you got Kim in Detroit. She got that water, that alkaline water she got in Pure Herb. And Jackie down on Gratiot, she got the candle and herbs and incense store in Detroit. So you need to call somebody or somebody to know what you're doing. We need to reach out and help each other. I want to say this. I want to thank the president that told the truth. All these other presidents cover up cussing, the murder, the killing. Malcolm X said if blacks had had guns, it would have been a different story that happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma. But I want to tell you, the blood is on the hands of America all over. Blacks been killed. Blacks been raped. Blacks been thrown in jail. We're just coming out. God is bringing us out. And the wages of sin is death. The gift of God, eternal life. God is getting ready to open some doors. Don't be behind. Don't be left behind. You got to get on the right thing. What you need to do? At first, I want you to claim your healing. I don't care if you got AIDS, high blood, low blood, sugar. I don't care if the doctor says you're going to die tomorrow. But God didn't say so. So God will increase your territory. God will take all limits off of you. The night is divine healing. And I got Dr. King said something. And then we see where they didn't want people to vote. That happened way back in 1919. They had a race riot. They had a race riot in Detroit. 1919, they had one in Chicago. White folks shooting black folks. But that ain't happening no more. We have to come together, one of God's children. That's what we have to do.
More than 1,000 homes and businesses burned to the ground. Tonight, the president saying just because history is silent doesn't mean it didn't take place. Also tonight, the news on the coronavirus in the U.S. Moderna and putting words to what happened there 100 years ago today. One of the most horrific events in U.S. history, the Tulsa Race Massacre, a thriving black community destroyed, set on fire by a white mob, killing an estimated 300 black Americans, burning more than 1,000 homes and businesses to the ground. Late today, President Biden saying he was there to, quote, shine a light to make sure America knows the story in full, saying what happened was not a riot, but a massacre, and promising policies on housing, on schooling, and promising help for small business owners. And this powerful animation tonight from the New York Times of the 100 block of Greenwood Avenue in Tulsa, what was destroyed, the dentist's office, the confectionery, the newspaper, the insurance company, the tailor on the right. Down the street here on the left, you'll see the famous Dixie Theater, the parlor, the billiards, the law firm, the barbershop, all burned down and destroyed. Late today, we learned the president met privately with the three known survivors from 101 to 107 years old. Viola, Mother Fletcher, she was just 7 at the time. Her brother, Hugh's uncle, Red Van Ellis, he was just a baby. And Mother Randall, Leslie Bedingfield Randall, she was 6 at the time. And tonight, these images coming in. Digging resuming today at a site believed to be a mass grave for some of the hundreds who were killed. The president today saying that's what great nations do. They come to terms with their dark side, arguing we must know our history. ABC's Marcus Moore leads us off tonight from Tulsa. Tonight, acknowledging a tragedy long overlooked in American history, President Biden traveling to Oklahoma to honor the lives lost forever changed by the Tulsa Race Massacre, the first president in 100 years to do so. The rights to law
what took place here was told in silence, cloaked in darkness. But just because history is silent, it doesn't mean that it did not take place.
Started the night of May 31st. An angry white mob stormed from Tulsa's Greenwood neighborhood for hours. More than 1,000 homes and businesses were destroyed. An estimated 300 black Americans killed. All that were allegations that were never proven. That a black man assaulted a white woman in an elevator. Today, what no president has ever done. Standing in Tulsa, putting words to the horror of what happened.
100 years ago, at this hour, on this first day of June, smoke darkened the Tulsa sky, rising from 35 blocks of Greenwood, that were left in ash and ember, raised in rubble. Through the night and in the morning, the mob terrorized Greenwood, torches and guns, shooting at will. A mob tied a black man by the waist to the back of their truck, with his head banging along the pavement as they drove off. A murdered black family draped over the fence of their home outside. An elderly couple knelt by their bed praying to God with their heart and their soul, and they were shot in the back of their heads.
The president today proposing policies to begin to level the playing field on housing, education, and investing in small businesses, including those run by black and brown entrepreneurs.
The only way to build a common ground is to truly repair and to rebuild.
Today's visit coming after days of events marking the 100th anniversary of the 1921 massacre and continued calls for remembrance and revolve.
I'm here seeking justice, and I'm asking my country to acknowledge what happened in Tulsa in 1921.
Just weeks ago, three survivors delivered emotional testimony before Congress.
We lost everything that they, our homes, our churches, our newspapers, our theaters, our lives. Greenwood represented all this, what was possible for black people in America and for all the people.
No one was ever held accountable for the attack. While hundreds are believed to have been killed, only 36 people were officially confirmed dead. Today, the city of Tulsa resumed the search for mass graves in Oak Lawn Cemetery. In October, at least a dozen missing bodies were discovered here. Many believe locating and identifying the victims is long overdue. Hey, Marcus Moore back with us from Tulsa. He was on the air with us this afternoon as this played out. And Marcus, as I mentioned off the top tonight, friend of mine today, making that historic visit and then meeting with each of the three known survivors.
David, those three survivors range in age from 101 to 107. And the president said they spoke to him about the massacre. They told him about it. And how in one night, everything changed. Thousands of people were destitute and forced into homelessness and also forced into internment camps and then told never to speak about it. But David, the president, saying today that only in remembrance do wounds heal.
Yes.
Members of Local 1199, I can assure you that it is a delightful pleasure and privilege to be here tonight. I don't consider myself a stranger. I've been with 1199 so many times in the past. I consider myself a fellow. 1199. Happy to be here. Because of your fight for justice
and equality.
Your fight for peace. Your fight for human decency. For dignity for every working person. I thank God for what your union has done. What you continue to do. I can remember this. Right here in this city, that hospital workers made wages so inadequately that it was a shame to say to anybody that these people did pay.
Dr. King always fought, yes, Dr. King always fought for justice and equality in his way. He always did that. So, today, as we come to talk about what happened Tulsa, Oklahoma, in Black Wall Street. And we're talking about I shall answer, who rang the bell? I want to be the shape to our ancestor. 1919.
Let God be something special.
Let's have a good time. Reality.